You're listening to Morning Edition here on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. This weekend, there will be a commemoration marking the 100th anniversary of a lesser-known piece of Charlotte's history. In the summer of 1917, the U.S. Army established a training camp in the countryside on what is today the city's west side. It was called Camp Green, and at its peak, there were up to 60,000 troops there training for the battlefields of World War I. That was almost double the amount of people in Charlotte at the time. Today, the neighborhood where the camp used to be is called Camp Green. It's just south of Philip O'Berry Academy and includes the old Dairy Queen on Wilkinson Boulevard. Most of the modest homes were built in the 40s and 50s. Eddie Johnson loves it here.
It's just beautiful. Mature trees, the animals and nature sounds. You'd never guess you're 2 miles from uptown Charlotte.
Johnson moved here in 2005. Before he did, though, an old neighbor gave him grief about moving to the area.
It's horrible that West Charlotte has this bad reputation and largely undeserved, but then we all sort of snicker and say, it's our little secret.
It wasn't until the early 2000s the neighborhood began referring to itself as Camp Green. That got longtime resident Cynthia Harrison curious.
And I said, something's going on with the name. The name has something behind it. So when I started doing the research, then I, found out about the history of our area.
Johnson and Harrison are with the Camp Green Neighborhood Association, which organized this weekend's commemoration. They're proud of their neighborhood's history and want to instill that pride in other residents. At nearby Camp Green Park, there are several basketball courts and a greenway snakes through the woods. 100 years ago in this spot, you would have seen thousands of young men learning how to use a bayonet and training in mock trenches, the kind of trenches they would soon find themselves in Europe.
By the time the camp ended, there had been 3 divisions that came through here. So it was really one of the larger camps, at least in the South.
That's Jack Dillard, who made the 2011 documentary about the camp, City of Canvas, a reference to the canvas tents erected to house the troops. When the U.S. entered World War I in April 1917, it needed to train about 500,000 troops in a short time. Men were drafted, and 32 camps were built to train them. The South was an ideal location because of the mild weather, and Charlotte stood out.
Charlotte had a great combination of available land, access to water, and a freight line right by this particular area.
It was a big get for a small, quiet mill town. The Army settled on about 2,600 acres between what is today Wilkinson Boulevard and Tuckasegee Road and named it after Revolutionary War hero Nathaniel Greene. The camp sprung up quickly. In September, 2 months after construction started, the first soldiers were arriving. They came from all over the U.S., including more than 14,000 black troops, many from the Northeast. It was a city unto itself. There was a hospital, a post office, a bakery, a YMCA, even an airfield.
The airfield was, to my understanding, where Freedom Mall used to be, so it's not that far from where we are.
Almost from the beginning, there were problems. A big one was the weather. Several days of rain turned the camp into a giant mud pit. Training was hampered. It was hard to get supplies in and out. Making matters worse, that winter was one of the worst in Charlotte's history. When the snow and ice melted, the mud got worse. It was realistic preparation for the battlefield, says Jessica Bandel, a state historian and author of North Carolina and the Great War, 1914 to 1918.
Just being in the trenches, constantly wet, constantly caked in mud, not having the ability just to get clean, being in such close proximity, diseases spread very easily.
In the fall of 1918, the influenza pandemic is estimated to have claimed 300 to 400 of the camp soldiers. That November, the war ended, and just over a year after Camp Green opened, it began to come down. Although it wasn't here long, it left a mark on Charlotte.
It increased business, 8,200 building permits in the 3 or 4 years after Camp Green were put out there. The banks, the deposits increased considerably. It really sort of put Charlotte on the map.
There's little left today of Camp Green. The only remaining structure is the Dowd House, a 19th century home that served as the camp's headquarters. There's a monument to the camp just down the road. And nearby Remount Road ran by the camp's Remount Station, where soldiers picked up their horses. Camp Green residents like Cynthia Harrison hope this weekend's celebration will put their neighborhood and its hidden history on the map.
This is going to make our neighborhood even more known to the city of Charlotte because we are part of that.
The 100th anniversary commemoration of Camp Green is Saturday at the corner of Wilkinson Boulevard and Monument Street. You can see pictures and a timeline of the camp at WFAE.org. You're listening to Morning Edition here on 90.7 WFAE.